Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WFHB Firehouse Folly Summer Radio Variety Show Extravaganza. We're very excited. We are very excited to be joined by Mr. Gary Sandy, who has driven up from Kentucky, where his home happens to be here today. We're also pleased to be rejoined by musical guests Jenny Hankins and Billy Kemp, who have driven up from Nashville, Tennessee. That's right. Let's hear it for Gary, Billy, and Jenny. All the E's are here. Also featured today are the WFHB Gospel Girls. Our sort of new house band, the Firehouse Rounders. And, of course, there's our crack radio acting company, the Unusual Suspects, featuring special guest Diane Condrat. We also have, for your viewing pleasure, oddly enough, the award-winning Tony Brewer on sound effects. Today's show is underwritten by Farm Bloomington, the Grand Street Inn, and Ivy Tech Community College. Let's put these musicians to work right away here. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gospel Girls and the Firehouse Rounders.
Well, he tried to run his game. I said, man, that's the same old thing that you played before. Lord, I just can't take it anymore.
No, 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 no.
And I tried to explain. I said, man, I ain't saying what you play.
No, no, no.
Play something sweet. Play something mellow. Play something I can sink my teeth in like jello. Play something
I can understand. Play me some Firehouse Blues.
Play something sweet.
Something sweet.
Now make it funky.
Funky.
Let me lay around and grin like a monkey. Play something
I can understand. Play me some Firehouse Blues.
Well, he started to sweat. I said, don't get upset, 'cause you just might break a string. And you know it wouldn't do a thing for your show.
No, no, no.
And I said to myself, I said, self, don't you see what's saying? Just gotta have me a little bit more.
More, more, more.
Play something sweet. Play something mellow. Play something I can sing my teeth in like jello. Play something
I can understand. Play me some Firehouse Blues.
Play something sweet.
Something sweet.
Now make it funky.
Funky.
Let me lay around.
I can understand.
There's something
I
Well, many of you may know Gary Sandy from his character Andy Travis on the popular TV comedy in the late 70s and early 80s, WKRP in Cincinnati. We've never had a nationally known entertainer on our show before, and as you can imagine, news of his appearance created quite a stir among the cast, crew, and the WFHB executive suites.
Richard, do you have a minute?
I really don't have much time right now, Emily. I've been making arrangements for the hospitality suite for Gary's visit. What kind of caviar do you think we should order?
I don't care. Just stay in budget.
With caviar?
Now, I've been working on the writers to his contract, and I think we've got everything covered, except for this provision for 72 virgins.
Oh.
Richard, do you have any idea how hard it can be to find 72 virgins in a college town? I mean, Richard, these kids are not taught about abstinence.
Well, just do your best. If you have to go outside of Bloomington, go to Lafayette. There's plenty of virgins up there. Is the arrival ceremony set up?
Oh, yes. The limo will pull up in front of the radio station with the mayor of Bloomington, along with all the members of our board of directors, to roll out the red carpet.
Good, good, good.
And then the 72 virgins, or however many we can find, will fling themselves at his feet while the band strikes up, "Hail to the Chief!"
That's good, yes.
Yeah, then we will whisk him off to the hospitality suite for drinks and your welcoming speech.
Huh?
Now, do you really need an hour and a half for that, Richard? Isn't that a bit long?
Trust me, I've got plenty to say. You'll like it. Now, here it goes. It goes like this. Friends, this is a momentous occasion for WFHB and the history of radio comedy.
The news of Gary's appearance spread like wildfire through the cast.
Hey, Brian, did you hear we're going to have a big TV star on the next Follies?
No way.
Way, dude. Yeah, some guy named Gary Sandy. He was on something called WKRP in Cincinnati.
I remember that show. My parents watched it when I was really young. Hey, do you suppose he'll bring that lady with the big...
Well, we can only hope. We can hope.
The news also caused some excitement in the ranks of the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Oh, isn't this exciting? We're going to have a real live TV star on the next show.
Ooh, what's he like? My parents used to watch that show when I was little. But I don't remember it very well.
I remember it. It was so good looking, though. I had a real crush on him back then when I was young.
I'm not very comfortable with this idea.
Well, why not? I hear he's still cute.
Well, it's just that I never trusted good-looking men.
Yeah. We've seen some of the guys you hang around with, Ginger.
Well, what's wrong with good-looking guys? They're people, too.
Well, girls, it's kind of like this.
Bam, bam, bam. Bow, bow, bow.
Let me tell you now.
Bam, bam, bam. Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, I don't want no handsome man, because he won't treat me right. Lord, all is flirting and cheating. Staying out half the night. Lord, everybody wants him, but that's just not so good. I'd rather have a lady man to love me like he should. I said, God's gift to women, that's what they think they are. God's gift to women, just like a TV star. Everybody wants him, but that don't mean it's good. I'd rather have a plain-looking man to love me like he should.
I said a plain man likes his loving, but a handsome man makes you beg. He wants to see you crawling, kneeling by his leg. He always keeps you waiting, cause he hasn't got much to give, no. He thinks you should be grateful for having him today.
I said, God's gift to women, that's what they think they are. God's gift to women, just like a TV star. Everybody wants him, but that don't mean it's good. I'd rather have a plain-looking man to love me like he should.
You know, a plain man will be faithful. He's into being true. He don't need no fancy car. He just wanna make love to you. He won't win no beauty contest, but that's just not what counts. You need lots of tender loving by the pound and not the ounce.
Girls! I said, God's gift to women, that's what they think they are. God's gift to women, just like a TV star. Everybody wants him, but that don't mean he's good. I'd rather have a plain-looking man to love me like he should. I'd rather have a plain-looking man to love me like he should. I'd rather have a plain-looking man to love me like he should.
Well, speaking of plain-looking men, here are your hosts for today's show, genuine Kentucky Colonel Richard Fish and the Indiana Colonel of genetically modified corn, Mike Kelsey.
Well, Richard, did he get here okay? Is everything all right?
I think so. He seemed pleased, considering the disappointment.
Yeah, too bad about that. You better introduce him, don't you think?
Well, I assumed that you would be doing that.
Well, he's from Kentucky. You're a Kentucky colonel. Richard, it needs to be you.
Okay, as long as he understands that it wasn't my fault that we could only find 71 virgins.
He'll have to live with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest for today from the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Mr. Gary Sandy. Gary, it is great to have you here today. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for the invite, Richard. I appreciate it. I like being here. Thank you.
Yes,
indeed. See you guys out there, too.
That's great. Of course, people do remember you from KRP because that certainly was a successful show, got a very large audience, and still is on today. Still can be found on cable.
I don't
channels.
Make any money at it, but yeah. I mean, it's on. Yeah, right.
But you've done an awful lot of things, though, in your career. What have you been doing since KRP?
Well, when I first started, I started when I was like 19 or 20 years old. I did a lot of live, since we're live now, I did a lot of live soap operas. So I was around during the days of live television, and even when we went to live tape, it was still, they shot a half-hour show in a half an hour.
So back in New York.
New York City. You'd come in off the streets of New York, and it'd be thousands of people. You went into these little studio with these four red eyes, and they would, and I still remember this guy, he would say, coming up shortly in 5, 4, 3, 2. And these four red eyes would move around you. And it was, so it's made everything else a little bit easier, because once you perform in front of 40 million people, now, that was weird.
Yes,
indeed. That was weird.
Well, you've also done stage and so forth.
A lot of stage. I one of the coolest things I ever did was I did the Pirate of Penzance, the Pirate King on Broadway. I did that for
Gilbert
like 8
Sons.
Months.
Yeah,
you know. That was great. So
does that mean you sing, Gary?
Yeah, well, I a fast patter.
Do you think we could get you to sing in this show?
I think you already have. Yeah.
And stage, and you've been back on television. I think you were in soaps again about 10 years ago, weren't
well,
you?
Well, that's weird that you know that. Not many people know that. I was on Young and the Restless for a while.
That's right.
Yes, okay.
Which one were you?
I was a cop.
A cop.
I came in and out.
Were you either young or restless?
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't fulfill the contract on that show because I did the national tour with Ann Margaret of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. We called it Best Little Warehouse in Texas.
And yes, you also did a show I remember seeing on Broadway, The Music Man.
I did 6 or 8 productions of The Music Man, very high-level productions, too. I don't think I could do that anymore. I mean, that's a tough show. Not only what happens on stage, but what happens backstage. You're always running. You're always changing outfits, and it's a terrific
boy.
Part, though.
Oh, yeah, it is a great show, a classic a movie. I remember seeing that on Broadway with Robert Preston. It was magnificent.
So I know you. We're going to work together soon.
That's right. The reason that we got in touch, actually, is because we worked together, including Tony Brewer, our sound effects guru, down at an event called the International Mystery Writers Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky, which isn't all that far away from here. And
we're doing a Mickey Spillane thing written by Max Allen Collins.
That's right.
Road to Perdition, which is a wonderful show.
Now, this event started about 5 years ago, and Gary, you joined us about three or four years ago, and it's 2008, I think it was.
Yes, I had done the original kind of live theater production, and then I was enamored of you guys with radio. Just because I was involved in a TV show about radio doesn't mean I did radio.
Because what we do at the Mystery Festival, it is a contest for new scripts, for new writers, and there are stage plays, which will be stage plays happening this year, but the contest finalizes during the festival. This is coming up in Owensboro this month from June 14th through the 17th, and the audiences vote. The audiences come and look at the performances, and they're given ballots, and they vote, and awards are given. And you see, they get in stage plays, but they also get in screenplays, movie scripts, and TV scripts, and that's what we do. A couple of the guys from Fireside Theater are with us, and we perform movie scripts live as radio theater.
So make it over to Owensboro if you want a good time. It's
yes,
nice. Well,
yes.
Listen, let's get on with the show.
Absolutely.
I have plenty of time here to make fool myself. You'll see this coming up here.
Maybe find that one more virgin, you know.
Okay. See you soon. Okay.
Gary Sandy, everybody.
Gary will be back. You'll see him all through the show. He'll be back very soon. But first, I want to introduce to you two performers from Nashville, Tennessee, who have become friends and who are just a couple of the most fantastic traditional musicians I have ever met in my life. And I'm speaking, of course, of Jenny Hankins and Billy Kent.
Thank you, and thank you, Mike. Well, I am indeed Jenny, and this is my true love, Billy.
Thank you, Jenny. I'm Billy, and this is my true love, Jenny, right
thank
here.
Thank you, Billy. That's good. Even after so many miles, huh?
That's right.
Well, we're going to do some songs for you here from where I come from in the southwest part of Virginia, from a coal mining community called Jewel Ridge. This here first song we're going to do for you, we wrote for my great-grandfather who mined coal for 43 years, and he never did see too much sunlight because, you see, that all happens underground, and you go to work in the dark, and you come home in the dark, and you work in the dark. And when my grandma told us that's how her father spent his life, we decided we'd honor him with this song. So this is called The Miner's Reward. I ain't seen the sun in many long days. Get up in the dark and go home that way. Save Sunday, thank God, when my work is all done. I wake in the morn to the light of the sun. My God, he is mighty, as Exodus says. My God, he is humble. For me he chose death. Though death will not spare me, I'll fear not the grave. No mind's up in heaven, just sunshine in spades. No, I ain't seen the sun in many long days. But I see my reward in heaven someday. Yes, I see my reward in heaven someday. Well, we're going to play another coal mining song that we wrote for you here. This one is called The Land of the Pharaohs, and Billy's going to, out there in Radio Land, you may not be able to see this guitar, so I'll tell you what he's got here. that you'll be hearing. It's a 1930s National Resophonic guitar made in Los Angeles, California, right here in the USA, and it's got a sweet sound. Billy's blinding everybody in the audience with it. So, anyhow, try to tone it down while we're singing there.
This is the heavy metal portion of our show.
That's right. Hope it won't be too much for you. In the land of the pharaohs, the cobalt is king. And he wagers the sun's but a trifling thing. In his dreams he reckons he'll mine it someday. And harness the power.
Times are best, so the boss does his worst. When we all get to heaven, the last shall be.
Yeah.
heaven, the land shall be first.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to ask you for your help on this next song, and we hope you won't mind. This here song is about a real curvy road that's right next to my grandma's road. My grandma lives up on Jewel Ridge, and this road is called Chicken Ridge. And it really lives up to its name, because if you're coming around one corner and a coal truck's coming around the other, well, watch out. I hope your car has wings. So,
but we want you to sing along with us if you feel like it.
All right. Can you do that for us?
It's a tricky course. Jenny will tell you how it goes.
All right, ready? It's going up Chicken Ridge, going up Chicken Ridge, going up Chicken Ridge.
You got it so far?
Don't you want to go? You'll hear it when it comes, all right? And we'd love it if you would sing with us. This is Chicken Ridge. Don't you want to go? If you've a notion, we could do-si-do. Curves on Chicken Ridge, kissing back to back. Make a crooked road, and there ain't no turning back. Gone up Chicken Ridge, gone up Chicken Ridge, gone up Chicken Ridge. Don't you want to go? Nice. Gone up Chicken Ridge, gone up Chicken Ridge. Gone up Chicken Ridge, don't you wanna go?
There ain't no shoulders, ain't no lines, just a little mule road cut between the mines. Houses up on Chicken Ridge, lonesome and squat, left by the miners, company forgot.
Gone up Chicken Ridge,
gone up Chicken Ridge. Don't you wanna go?
Gone up Chicken Ridge.
Gone up Chicken Ridge.
Gone up Chicken Ridge.
Don't you wanna go?
Gentlemen. And Jenny and Billy will be back for another set just a bit later in our show, and Jenny will be making her world radio acting debut in the second half of this show.
Ron Paul speaking. Mr. Paul, so this is where you've gotten off to. I haven't seen much of you in the newspapers lately.
Well, I'm sure you haven't. I'm still out there campaigning, but this is where I come when I need a rest. Being the face and the voice of the Bureau of Lost Causes is what I was born to do.
I've always sensed that.
Yes. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, it's like this. I had to call technical services for this company I bought some software from, and the person I was talking to said I would have to fix it by myself unless I was an elderly. So I said, elderly what? And she said, an elderly, you know. So I said that elderly was an adjective and needed to modify a noun except in some general cases, such as the phrase, the poor and elderly. And she said that if I was a poor, she didn't want to deal with me at all because I would never be able to pay for all the expensive upgrade she wanted to sell me. Well, we got that all straightened out finally, and then she asked me to verify the last four digits of my social. So I said, social what? And she said, you know, that number you use to establish your identity. And that's when I hung up and called the grammar police.
And, they couldn't help you, I imagine.
That's right. They said they gave up on that kind of usage a long time ago, and I should call the Bureau of Lost Causes. Can you help me?
Well, strictly speaking, this is the Bureau of Lost Causes, and that means that the cause is already lost. So no, there's nothing I can do except to put it in some historic perspective.
Historic perspective?
That's right. The problem, of course, is that we have strayed away from the ideas of the founding fathers of this country, and that's largely the fault of Alexander Hamilton. All we can do now is resign ourselves to it. If this were the good old days, we'd have some stocks and public whippings, and people would think twice about misusing the language. Now all you can do is climb into the handbasket and push the autopilot button.
And that'll take me...
Yeah, that's right. Straight to hell, without any stops. Thanks for calling the Bureau of Lost Causes.
Excuse me, Mr. Carruthers, there's a gentleman named Andy Travesty here to see you. He looks sort of familiar, but I can't quite place him.
With a name like that, he's probably from the FCC.
Oh no, he's way too good looking for that. Reminds me of someone I saw on TV once when I was young. Really young.
Well, show him in. This is Community Radio. We'll talk to anyone.
Mr. Carruthers, this is Mr. Travesty.
Hey, Chad, glad to meet you. I'm Andy. I'd like to talk to you about your station, but could I ask you a question first?
Ask away.
Well, Charles, I can see that there's no door on your office, but every time someone comes in, I hear it open and I hear it close.
Oh, yeah, that. I took the door off when I became general manager because I have an open door policy. But this is radio, so I kept the sound effect.
Cool. But listen, on to business. You're young, you may not remember me, Chuck, but I ran a very, very successful radio station in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, huh? That's where Jerry Springer got his start, isn't it? Yeah, it must be a really strange town for media.
It was, and I was right there, Chet, top of the heap. I was bigger than Jerry, even though, as you can see, I'm way too good-looking for radio. Then came that unfortunate incident with the FCC after we got sued by the people for the ethical treatment of turkeys. Corporate pulled the plug on us, no warning whatsoever.
I hate it when that happens. So, what can I help you with here in Bloomington?
Well, I understand that WFHB is a community radio station, always short of funds, never any financial security.
Hey, you've been reading my mail.
Chester, I am here to help. I'd like to lend my expertise to help you get your little station here on sound financial footing by, you know, make a name in the community. Make you successful. Raise your salary. You could be to Bloomington what I was to Cincinnati.
I've always wanted to be bigger than Springer. But our last consultant charged us $15,000 to make a minor change in our logo. We can't afford that again. Hey, nice of you to stop by, though.
No, no, whoa. You misunderstood my offer, Chaz. I will work for absolutely nothing. All of my experience, my expertise will be yours for free. I will even show you how to be as good-looking as I am. It will not cost you a single penny.
Free, huh? As we like to say on our Bloomington Beware segment, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. How much radio experience have you had since Cincinnati?
Well, none, actually. Other things, you know. But those days in Cincinnati were intense. I learned an awful lot there, and I would like to share it with you freely.
I don't know.
Okay, listen, I'm going to level with you. See, there was a bit of a flap over that turkey thing. And now my FCC probation officer says that I have to demonstrate my commitment to public service. And they agree that WFHB is about as poor and needy as a station can be. And if you'll let me help you, they'll let me take this ankle bracelet thing off me. So come on, what do you say, huh? Let me help you make WFHB all that it can be for free, please.
Free? Well, I guess it couldn't hurt. Community radio is all about helping people. And it never hurts to have the FCC, Abby. Give me an idea of your approach. Where would you want to start?
Back stories.
Back stories?
Yeah, you know, the humanizing factor. You've got to put the human touch on your staff. Now, when I came in, there was an old guy on the air, Jim, what's his name?
Mannion.
Oh.
Jim Mannion. He's our music director.
He's a baby boomer, right? Gray hair, glazed eyes, wants to retire but can't afford to.
Yeah, that's Jim.
Well, come on. Let's start with him. We'll give him a backstory. You say something about maybe like being fired from his last job because he used the word booger on the air. We'll even call him Jimmy Flamethrower.
I don't think Jim's going to go for that. He's more like the Kentucky Kid than Jimmy Flamethrower. And he's very careful with his on-air vocabulary. He'd never use a word like booger.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll spontaneously combust. Well, come on, let's move on to your news director. Now, I heard her on the air yesterday.
Allison Bechtesh. Yeah, she's really good. Competent, focused, intelligent.
That's terrible. You know how she sounds on the air.
Good evening, friends. This is WFHB news director Allison Bechtesh. And our top story today is...
What's wrong with that?
That sounds so self-confident, so competent, in charge of herself.
That's bad.
Oh, Chip, come on. Audiences don't relate to self-confident women. They want someone over-the-top crazy like that Lady Gaga.
Hello, everyone. I'm WFHB News Director Lady Beck. And I was born this way. I've got news for you. You better listen to the stories we have found, because that's what's going down. Who loves you, baby?
Oh, no. That's just weird.
Yeah, well, we can edit. All right, let's go on to you. What was your name again?
Chad. Chad Carruthers.
Oh, well, you see right there. You see, that's the problem, isn't it? Let's face it. The name Chad Carruthers? That's a pretty lame name for a radio personality. Makes you sound like a dangling British butler or something. Now, imagine how it would be to pump up your audience if you came on like this.
Hey, Bloomington, Mad Chat here, the bad lad with Tune So Ride. Glue your ears to the dial, boys and berries, because I'm going to turn your head around. We're going to...
No. And no, that's not me. I'm not going there. We're a community radio station. We have to be ourselves.
Well, excuse me, Mr. I Gotta Be Me. Are you getting rich here? You still need to have fun drives, brother. You gotta give people what they want, or you're gonna be stuck in a rut forever. Now, listen, check out my ideas for some new programming.
New programming?
Is there an echo in here?
Is there an echo in here?
Echo.
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 Guess so.
Guess so.
Guess so.
Guess so.
Guess so.
All right, guys. Okay, okay. Turn off the echo machine. All right. Off.
Yeah, okay, now look. They call this the People's Republic of Bloomington, right? Your audiences like to think that they're environmentally aware people, right?
Well, actually, many of them are just that.
So, check out this pilot for an environmentally aware, reality-based series. Now, you know that Animal Planet series on whale wars?
Oh, with the Sea Shepherds! Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You got something like that?
No, not exactly, but inspired by it. It's about a couple of brothers in Kentucky whose parents die in a tragic accident. While swimming across the Ohio River, the boys are raised by catfish. You know, and they've dedicated their lives to keeping catfish safe. I call it Catfish Wars.
Reality-based, huh?
Well, there's catfish in the Ohio River, right?
I guess.
Welcome to Catfish Wars. In today's episode, Jim Bob and Billy Bob and their brave crew are closing in on a catfish dynasty in southern Indiana. The dynasty is responsible for the harvest of thousands of pounds of innocent catfish each year, in clear violation of the guidelines formulated by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Catfish, and signed by both the Indiana and Kentucky state governments.
Hey, just wait a minute there. Kentucky ain't a state. We're a commonwealth. Get it right. And those folks out there, they're the same ones what run over Daddy Bob and Mama Bob that night. Would have got me and Billy Bob, too, if it hadn't been for old Whiskers Bob and the rest of the catfish clan.
Sorry, Jim Bob. This plot's got more twists than a soap opera.
Soap opera? This ain't no soap opera. It's reality radio. Can't you tell the difference?
Actually, no, I can't. Where's Billy Bob?
He's down in the cabin, brooding and writing on his autobiography. We can't get him to come up and lead the crew when he's acting like that. Speaking of our crew, Sarah Bob, you got lunch fixed yet?
Sure do. Hush puppies and catfish nuggets.
Catfish you don't really understand the purpose of this mission, do you, woman? Well, never mind. I've got an important job for you.
Yeah, tell me what it is, Jim Bob.
Looky over there. It's their boat. They're using a bunch of old Bobby Knight bobbleheads for bait. That's because they know that Kentucky catfish can't abide the man and will snap at them any chance they get. I want you to take this here bunch of John Calipari bobbleheads and change them for the Bobby Knight ones.
You know I'd do anything for you, Jim Bob, but why Coach Calipari bobbleheads?
Well, first off, we couldn't afford Rick Pitino bobbleheads. Yeah, their clothes are too expensive. Yeah, Coach C, he don't much care about Kentucky catfish. He goes for the out-of-state kind. And even if our catfish do take one of his lures, well, it'll just be one and done.
And they know that Coach C ain't never going back to Indiana, too. That's a brilliant idea, Jim Bob. I'm off to strike a blow for freedom for Kentucky catfish.
Go get him.
Okay, Jim Bob, we caught your little girlfriend here. You turn that houseboat around and sail away from here. We won't hurt her.
Don't listen to him, Jim Bob. Your mission is a heap more important than me. Ram their boat, Jim Bob!
Jim Bob.
I gotta talk to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, get up here. It's emergency, Billy Bob. Oh, no. He's falling asleep. He can sleep for days when he does that. What should I do?
You get on out of here, Jim Bob, or your girlfriend's bait. Ouch! You stop biting me, woman.
I know. I'll call Cousin Robert. He's a big lawyer over at Frankfurt. He can help.
Bob,
this here's Jim Bob. Call quick. because we got an emergency here.
We leave Jim Bob and Billy Bob to their quandary. Be with us next week when you hear Jim Bob say,
Billy Bob! Billy Bob, wake up now, you hear? Come on, Billy Bob. What should we do?
Catfish Wars is brought to you by Gertie Stinkbait. Remember, if it don't stink, it ain't Gertie's. From Fiddle and Joe Enterprises. Not available in locations with environmental laws of any sort.
Andy Bob, I'm sure that's a series that will really go places, but, well, residents of Kentucky are on a special protected list. We can't tell Kentucky jokes here.
Well, some of my best friends are from Kentucky. I think you're being a bit too sensitive.
Sorry, no can do. We have a list of protected folks.
Really? A list? But who else is on it?
Lots of folks. People from Martinsville. Unitarians. Banjo players. Blondes. Rush Limbaugh. You know, people who are the butts of unfair jokes, or who are just butts.
There. Is there anyone who's not on the list?
Norwegians! We can tell Sven and Ali jokes. If what's-his-name over there on public radio can get away with it, so can we.
Boy, I'll tell you, it must be tough being in radio when you can't offend anyone.
You have no idea. You got anything that doesn't involve programming?
You know, you're really tying my hands here, Chuck. No backstories, ethnically neutral radio, no fun. Let me see. Well, you know, there's always that station promo.
Hey, we're always looking for ways to promote the station. What do you got in mind?
Well, you go out and get a dozen live turkeys or so, see, and you dump them out. You dump them out of a helicopter over the station. People who can catch them can have them for free. It'll really, really get you noticed.
Andy, you do know that turkeys can't fly, right? Isn't that what got you in trouble with the FCC to begin with?
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't believe the publicity. People are still talking about it.
WFHB is in Bloomington, Andy. A lot of our listeners are members of PETA. Having a bunch of turkeys going splat around the station, I can't imagine how that's going to work.
Okay. Listen, well, wait a minute. How about this? I read where Bloomington's having a real problem with urban deer.
Ooh, don't even go there.
Mommy! Bambi's flying. Oh, why is Bambi all stretched out like that, Mommy?
All right, then, listen, drop canned hams, huh? You can still get the publicity and no dumb bird gets hurt.
A lot of our listeners are vegetarians, and someone might get hit.
Most of the people around here wear bicycle helmets, right?
I can see it now. The people for the ethical treatment of hams have always held that canned hams are unethical under any circumstances.
Well, all right. What about rutabagas?
Rutabagas. People for the ethical treatment of root vegetables would never stand for that.
Oh, my goodness, what a bunch of hard cases. Okay, I got one more idea that I can guarantee you will help you increase your leadership and get me off the hook with my FCC probation officer.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but what this time?
A theme song. Huh? You really need a theme song. Helps your branding.
Baby,
come on, get people aware of you. No, not that kind. No one gets hurt, including root vegetables.
I suppose you have one in mind.
Do I ever? Check it out. Hit it, guys. It's just a little community radio on the left side of your dial. No swearing allowed. We get a hometown crowd. Tune us in for a while. It's just a volunteer-powered radio. ain't nothing too high toned. Just lots of good tunes, great local news, and ain't nothing dirty going on.
Nothing dirty going on.
Now, sometimes we get housewives or local business friends. Greenpeace folks from all around here drinking mostly wine, not beer. No roughnecks except on Saturdays when the old-time music's on. Where they come alive, every fun drive, it's good to have them along.
It's good to have them along.
It's just a little but mighty radio on the left side of your dial. No swearing allowed, we get a hometown crowd. Tune us in for a while. Great volunteer-powered radio run by you and me. Just lots of good tunes, great local news. We're WFHB.
WFHB. Little
community
station at 91.3. It's the firehouse crowd, turn us up loud. WFHB. Great volunteer-powered radio, the best that it can be. We're the firehouse crowd, so turn us up loud. WFHB. We're the firehouse crowd, so turn us up loud. WFHB.
Gary Sandy and the WFHB Gospel Girls, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gospel Girls.
Look where he brought me from. Oh,
look where he brought me from.
Yeah, now.
Brought me out of the dark.
He brought me
to the world of light.
Can I get a witness?
Look where he brought me from.
Why don't you look where he brought me from? Now.
Look where he brought me from.
Yeah.
Brought me out of the dark.
He brought me
to the world of light.
Can I get a witness?
Look where brought me from.
Well, didn't God bring you?
He brought me from.
Hey, didn't God bring you?
He brought me from.
He brought you
Y'all
up.
Where brought me from.
Yeah, he'll bring you out.
He brought me from.
Can I get me a witness?
He brought me from.
Oh,
Y'all look where brought me from.
Put yeah. shoes on my feet.
He brought me from.
Put bread on my table.
He brought me from.
Can I get
Y'all
a witness?
Look where brought me from.
You know he's all right.
He brought me from.
He is all right.
He brought me from.
Y'all
look where he brought me from. Well, he brought me from.
Oh, what I'm talking about. Please brought my
Y'all look
Jesus.
Where he brought me from.
I'm talking about my Lord.
He brought me from.
I'm talking about Jesus.
He brought me from.
Come and claim your
Y'all look where he brought me from.
Now did you bring
me? He brought me from.
He brought me up.
He brought me from.
Yeah, he brought me
Y'all
out.
Look where he brought me from.
He brought me up.
He brought me from.
Right up to the light.
He brought me from.
He brought me
up. Y'all look where he brought me from.
Oh, I wanna tell you one thing.
He brought me from.
You know he picked
me. He brought me from.
Turned me all around and planted my feet there, just right on solid ground. He brought me to the light.
Well,
yeah, 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 yeah.
He brought me from.
Oh, yeah.
Where he brought me from.
I stepped down in the water and the water got so cold. Well, it soothed my natural body, but it did not. Well, I'm going home to glory. Nobody's gonna pull me out.
And I know where he brought me from.
Me. I'm gonna see
me
child. Well, I stepped on
the glory. No, look where he brought me from.
Can I get a witness?
He brought me from. Can I get a witness?
He brought me from.
I just need a witness.
He brought me from.
I feel all right.
He brought me from.
I feel all right.
Oh.
Thank you so much. And that's a song that we just did for the Ivy Tech graduation. We were real happy to do that. And we did leave the little intro to the next song off, but basically we were going to tell all the students that thank God, look where he brought me from, was about John. But, you know, John Weikart. But no, no, no. He was relieved. Anyway, here's another one we did at that show called Help Somebody.
Feel free to join in. I got plenty and then some. What do I do? Plenty and then some. What do I do? I got plenty and then some. What do I do now? I go out and help somebody. Get plenty and then some too. Got a roof over my head. What do I do? A roof over my head. What do I do? I got a roof over my head. What do I do now? I go out and help somebody. Get a roof over their head too. I got supper on the table.
Supper on the table.
What do I do?
What do I do?
I got supper on the table.
Supper on the table.
What do I do?
What do I do?
I got supper on the table.
Supper on the table.
What do I do now?
What do I do?
I go out and help somebody. Get supper on the table too. Cause I got it to give.
I got it to give.
Right now, standing there behind the table, but we're going to have him come around here, out from behind his table, into the light of day, Mr. Tony Brewer. I have to tell you that we're especially happy to have Tony at this show because we were really worried last week when a freak accident sent him to the emergency room.
Oh, Mike, really, you don't need to tell people about that. That's a very private thing just between me and my 937 Facebook subscribers.
Oh, Tony, you're among friends here. We're all on your side. Yeah, we're all on your side. You see, folks, this happened last week when Tony went out for a walk in the woods. He was just walking along, enjoying the wonderful weather, when he saw a little kitten on the path.
Meow.
It was a cute little thing. It looked lost. So, being the kind person that he is, Tony reached down to pick it up. And that's when he noticed that it had a faint stripe down its back.
Whoa, easy there, kitty.
And then he noticed that it wasn't lost, really, because the mother was right there.
Oh, my. And big kitty, big stripe.
She was not very happy. So Tony put the kitten down very gently.
There you go, little kitty. Yeah.
Started walking away, backing away slowly. But when the mother turned around and took aim, Tony started to run.
Yeah.
He ran through the briars and he ran through the brambles, and just when he got to the bushes where the hounds wouldn't go, he tripped and fell and rolled down the hill. Yeah. He rolled into something soft and fuzzy that stopped, and when he looked up, there was this rather large bear. I mean, it was a really large bear. A really large and decidedly out of sorts bear, who apparently had been just ready to do what it is that bears do in the woods. Well, Tony jumped up and started running again, but the bear was right behind. So Tony climbed the biggest tree he could find. Well, the bear waited around for a while, but it had been interrupted in its original task. So the bear went back to finish up, and it was about that time that the crows attacked.
Caw, caw, caw.
Pecking, screaming, and when Tony looked around, he saw he was sitting on their nest.
Caw, caw.
On their eggs, and one of the eggs was hatching. He moved off as quick as he could, but that made him lose his balance, and he fell out of the tree. He pulled out his Fiddle and Dial rotary, or Fiddle and Joe rotary dial cell phone, dialed 911, and after about an hour, the emergency response team showed up and took him to the hospital. Lying there in bed, Tony was only vaguely aware of his surroundings until he looked up and heard a nurse.
Oh, doctor, what's his prognosis?
It's right over there, nurse. Don't tell me you never saw one before.
Well, yes, but not in that location, and never so large.
And you have children, too. Well, I'm afraid we'll have to operate to put it back in the right place.
Fortunately for us, Tony is a quick healer, and he made it back here just to do this show.
It's 5:02, and you're listening to the Firehouse Follies on WFHB Community Radio. Today's show is being underwritten by Farm Bloomington, the Grant Street Inn, and Ivy Tech Community College, with perpetual support from Fiddle and Joe Enterprises. Let's hear it for this fine band, the Firehouse Rounders.
Sandy for Fiddle and Joe Enterprises with a word for all of you recent graduates. If you look at me now, you see the 6-time president of the Seriously Handsome TV Actors Guild, and you're probably thinking, how can I, with all of my limitations, be as good looking as Gary? Well, I'm here to tell you that when I was in high school, I was so ugly that my own dog growled at me, and all the kids at school made fun of me. So what happened, you asked, to turn this man into the hunk that he is today? Well, when I was graduated and I realized that I was never going to become the handsome TV star that I dreamed of being, I could have crossed over to the dark side. I could have become a criminal, but instead I went out and bought myself a large jar of Fiddlin' Joe's Ugly Away. And just look at me now. The world's a harsh place, kids, and not for the ugly. Get yourself a bottle today. It worked for me. It will work for you.
That's Fiddlin' Joe's Ugly Away. Not recommended for thin-skinned people.
What do we do? There he is.
Bureau of Lost Causes, Ron Paul speaking.
Ron Paul? Ron Paul, haven't I heard that name somewhere before? Are you on television? Toady-like television.
Almost never. They ignore me. You might have heard my name, though. I've been running for president.
President? President of what?
This country. You know, there's an election coming up.
Oh, no, not another one. Talk about lost causes.
Don't blame me. I voted for Ron Paul.
Wait a minute. Now that I think of it, now that Toady thinks of it, I seem to remember that they just declared some guy named Mitt the nominee.
What? A dagnabbit, no one ever tells me anything. Oh, well, what can I do for you today?
Oh, well, you see, Toady lives in Bloomington, Indiana, and I'm looking for a way to drive across town from east to west.
Across Bloomington? Boy, you are chasing a lost cause. That hasn't been possible since I was a small child. People used horses back then, and they didn't read that idiot Alexander Hamilton.
Who? Oh, so there's nothing I can do?
Nope, not a thing. Thanks for calling the Bureau of Lost Causes.
But...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the WFHB Gospel Girls.
If you disrespect anybody that you run into, how in the world do you think anybody's gonna respect you?
A deck about the man with the Bible in his hand. Just get out the way and let the gentleman do his thing.
You the kind of gentleman that wants everything your way. Take the sheet off your face, boy. It's a brand new day.
Respect yourself.
Da, 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee, 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 dee.
Respect yourself.
Da, 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee, 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 dee.
'Cause if you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give a good. Respect yourself.
Da, 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee, 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 dee.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Dee, 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 dee. Dee, 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 dee. Dee, 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 dee. Dee, 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 dee.
If you're walking around thinking that the world something 'cause you're here.
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
You go
like you did when you first come here.
Da da da, da da da.
You keep talking about the president won't stop air pollution.
Da da da.
Help the solution.
Da da da, da da da.
Oh, you curse around women and you don't even know their name.
Da da da,
oh.
Da da da.
And you're dumb enough to think that'll make you a big old man.
Da da da, 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Da 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 da, da.
Respect yourself. Respect yourself.
Da 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee 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 dee.
'Cause if you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give a good cahoot. No, 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 no. Respect yourself.
Da 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee dee.
Respect yourself.
Da, 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee, 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 dee,
dee. Respect yourself.
Da, 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee, 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 dee.
Respect yourself.
Da, 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 da.
Respect yourself.
Dee, 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 dee.
'Cause if you don't. Jeff Foster on guitar. The bass singer doesn't get to do many, but I get to do one today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's maybe. Under God, under G.
Let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. And when God spoke, he sounds sweet. Thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. And then he put his hand on my head. Great God Almighty, this is what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the grambler. The backbiter, tell him God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You're gonna run along for a long time.
Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
Run along for a long time.
Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
Well, you can throw your rock and hide your hand, working in the dark, but you're mellow man. But listen for me, I say you was born. God's gonna make everything for you. La 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 la. Better sure as brother, sure as you're born. You better leave that woman alone, because one of these days, mark my words, you're gonna think that the brother's gonna work. You're gonna sneak up the stairs, knock on the door, and saw brother, you won't knock no more. Run along for a long time.
Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
First up, great God, let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. And when God spoke, it sounds so sweet. Thought I heard the shuffle of angels. And then he put a hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, this is what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell him God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You're gonna run along for a long time.
Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time.
for a long time.
Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down. Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down. Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Run along for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
Thank you.
Now, here's a little message from Fiddlin' Joe's Enterprises.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Waiting for the slow cooker. Deadly on the shoulder, coon over there. Rabbit in the center answers my prayer. Scrape them all up and take them all down to the road. Gonna go outside of town. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead deer just over here. Dead coon's gonna make you swoon when it winds up on the menu. Friends, if you're anything like me, you're getting downright tired of rolling into some fast food joint that sells food with stuff that you can't even pronounce, except for that high fructose corn syrup, of course. And if that's you, put a little spice in your life at Fiddlin' Joe's Slow Food Restaurants. Arby's Roadkill a Go-Go. You know just what you're getting at Arby's Roadkill a Go-Go because you drove past it yesterday. Just drive in under the green arches and place your order.
Right. I'll have the puree of deer retread, please. I'd love flies with that. Yeah, sure. Make that a chocolate snake.
Yes, indeed. And you come back the next day and you pick up your food. It's as simple as that. Arby's Roadkill a Go-Go. Real food cooked by real people. And as long as people drive the way they do on these country roads, it's sustainable. Got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead deer just over here. Got your dead coon gonna make you swoon. It's all for sale at Arby's. Bring in your roadkill and let Joe cook it for next to nothing. Joe don't care about making money. He just loves cooking roadkill.
All right, folks, let's hear a bit more from the Firehouse Rounders.
Thank you.
Firehouse Rounders, ladies and gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen, radio stations need to stay on top of current culture. And in this spirit, WFHB is proud to take its place in the world of extremities. No, it's not the NRA's armed soapbox derby, or even Dancing with the Sharks. We bring you now one of the world's oldest sports, honed by our hype experts into the most ferocious competition ever devised by the mind of man.
Or woman.
The Extreme Quilting Sudden Death Showdown.
I'm Gary Indian, and I'm here to bring you every nip, rip, and stitch as the action unfolds.
And I'm three-time Peabody Award-losing broadcast journalist Richard Trout. And Gary, I've got to tell you, I'm on pins and needles.
Oh, so am I, Richard. This contest has been a veritable tsunami of rotary cutters, pinking shears, and bolts of everything from monkey hair muslin to fluorescent microfiber. Now, after 3 weeks and 60 contestants, we've gotten to the final round.
Yes, Gary, and I'm happy to announce that the last of the eliminated contestants came out of her coma this morning.
Yes!
After being stitched back together in a beautiful double wedding ring pattern by the doctors at IU Health.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. It's amazing how much damage one little seam ripper can do to a human body.
That's certainly
But is. Listen, moving on, it's time to introduce our contestants. First, from Buzzard's Bottom, West Virginia, the girl who quilts but never quits, country singer Taylor Twitt.
Well, I'm here to win. I don't care what I have to do or who I have to hurt. I will triumph. Watch my dust.
Taylor! 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 Taylor!
And from Sewage Falls, New Jersey, physical trainer and life coach Chanel Schwarzengruber, who has run through her opponents with considerably more ease than the camel had with the eye of the needle.
Yeah, Taylor, I don't care how many quilters you put in the hospital. I got this contest all sewed up. Watch out for my seam ripper.
Yeah, Chanel! 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 Chanel!
It's been a tough road to the finals, but one of these two women...
Excuse me, Mr. Indiana. What about me? Aren't you going to introduce me? I'm in the finals, too, you know.
You? Just a minute. Let me check. George, yeah, this old lady wants me to introduce her as a finalist. Do I have to? No, but I... Okay, if you say so. Look, just put some text up on the teleprompter, okay? And last, and most definitely least, it's the 78-year-old Granny Arabella Moses from Bloomington, Indiana.
Thank you, young man. And girls, I still have a few tricks up my sleeve, so don't start counting that prize money yet.
Well, who looks good to you today, Richard?
Gary, both Taylor and Chanel look good. I mean, really good. That short skirt Taylor's got on is a killer. Her legs go all the way down to the floor.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention those tight slacks that Chanel's wearing.
Yeah.
I could read the laundry instructions on her underwear. It said, tumble softly.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is basically a grudge match between those two 20-somethings. Gary, there's been bad blood between them ever since the Extreme Art Quilting Contest last year in Athens, Ohio.
Oh, that's right, Rich. I'm not likely to forget the way that Taylor came from behind to win that last round. Chanel had a comfortable lead until she whipped out her spray paint cans to apply the finishing touches and discovered that someone had exchanged the paint for chloroform and she knocked herself out.
Oh, yes.
That was a hoot. But how about that surprise third competitor in today's final?
Oh, huh? Yes, that would be Arabella Moses, most commonly known as Granny. We don't know much about her, Gary. She's 78 years old and lives in a low-income assisted living facility with a number of walkers up on blocks in the front yard. Gary, these young quilters are in great shape, and I don't think Granny can keep up with them, to be frank.
Well, actually, I'd rather you not be frank, Rich, because I get confused when you change the names on me like that. Could you explain to our listeners in Radioland how this final competition will play out?
Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley. I wish they'd stop using that.
Well, they're probably confusing you with Peter Graves, Gary. Impossible as that may seem. Well, all right. First, we'll spin the wheel of fabric to randomly select patterns for their quilts. And then they have to get their fabric, cut their pieces, and stitch them together. Finally, they will add batting and quilt the whole thing. And Gary, there are no restrictions on the equipment they can use. After all, the point of all this is to sell a bunch of that stuff.
And as they proceed, their work will be subject to scrutiny from our panel of expert judges. Tell us, who's on the panel this year, Rich?
All right. Two of our judges are past winners of this contest, Alexandria Anderslov and Georgia Ironbone. Our third judge is some guy named John Weichart, who keeps popping up all over the place, although I'm not really sure why.
If it'll make you feel any better, Rich, I'm not sure what I'm doing here either. Ivy Tech was considering some classes on quilt making, and before I knew what was happening, here I am on this panel. Beats me.
Well, just keep your mouth shut and don't bother the experts, John. And speaking of experts, Alexandria, what is your take on today's finals?
This should be one of the most exciting finals we've ever had, Gary. Given the bad blood between the two leading contestants, I'm going with Taylor. She's got the experience and she's ruthless. She knows how to rip out an opponent's zipper and stomp her when she's down.
Oh, stuff it up your lint trap, Alexandria. Chanel's tough, she's well-financed, and she never quits. She'll tear Taylor's seams out.
Ladies, excuse me, but what about this other contestant? Arabella Wright, do you think she has a chance?
Joan, look, I know you're in higher education and love to carry on about things you don't know squat about. But just be quiet for a change, okay?
We agree there, Alexandria. John, you just sit there and look pretty, like you do all day at the college.
I don't get to chancel anything?
Not today, but you do get to step up and spin the wheel of fabric to give our contestants their patterns. Try to look cute.
I can do that. Here goes. And for Taylor Twitt, the pattern will be the four patch.
Oh, not the four patch.
No, that's like the toughest pattern there is.
Stop your whining, Taylor, baby. You work with what you get. This is competitive quilting, not a country song.
Now, for the next contestant, Chanel Schwarzengruber, the pattern is the nine patch.
That is so much easier than mine. It's not fair.
And put a sock in it, Twit. It's competitive quilting.
Well, the contestants have their patterns, and now it's time.
Excuse me, don't I get a pattern, too?
Oh, if you must. Go on, John. Draw one more for the old lady.
And the pattern is the Mariner's Compass.
What's that? I've never even heard of that.
Well, it's probably something simple for old ladies.
Thank you, dears. It's one of my favorites. See you at the finish line.
Wow, she got out of here quick. For an elderly.
Look at Granny run, run.
You better run.
She's a quilting fiend.
We all are watching you.
Look at Granny run, run.
You better run.
Just like a real machine.
We all are watching
she's
you.
She's got her stash ready and she's ready to go. She's cutting them pieces. She ain't going slow. Ready for the show. Great gosh almighty now.
Look at Granny run.
Forget about her. I gotta see what I've got in my stash for this nine-patch quilt. It ain't gonna be easy.
I'm out of here. See you at the finish line, Chanel, if you get there.
Rich, our contestants have gone on to get their fabric. Then they'll come back to the quilting floor to work in front of everyone. Uh-huh. Let's take this opportunity, shall we, to listen to some of the interviews we taped last week. You talked to Chanel, right?
That's right, Gary. I caught up with her in the exercise room of her cozy little 23,000-square-foot ex-urban bungalow.
Oh, 248, 249, 250. Yeah, that ought to do it.
Wow.
Oh, extreme quilting can be pretty taxing on your body, Rich, so it's important to stay in top physical condition.
I can see that, yes.
Let's head over to my quilting room. It's just down the hall here.
All right. Boy, just how far down the hall is your quilting room?
It's just the 17th door on the left. Yeah, here we are. Cameras aside, please. I have to put in the code. And now for the retinal scan.
Oh, wow, boy. You sure have a lot of sleek-looking equipment in here.
Competitive quilters need to cover every contingency.
Uh-huh.
My design computer over there is from Poland.
Oh.
My high-speed, fully automated, German-made sewing machine is in that corner.
Yeah.
And here is my pride and joy.
What's that?
My long-arm quilting machine from Luxembourg.
Oh, wow.
Listen to that baby hum.
I see, Chanel, yes. Tell me, where's your fabric?
Fabric. Well, you know, normally I go online and I order what I need, but since time is so important in these contests, there's some in that closet over there.
Ah, over there, yes, I see. Well, Chanel, tell our listeners how you got interested in quilting in the first place. Did you learn from your mother?
No. No, Rich, my mom's a personal injury attorney, and she spends all her time chasing ambulances. But I'm a very competitive person, Rich, very competitive. And competitive quilting just seemed like an arena where I could truly excel.
Well, that is one focused lady, I would have to say.
Yes, and with all that expensive equipment, it's easy to see why she's been so successful. Now, have there been any developments to report on?
Oh, down on the quilting floor, Rich, Chanel had been unable to find enough fabric for her 9-patch quilt. So she had to go to the fabric store to restock. Taylor has come up with enough material, but it doesn't really go together very well. Now, she's going to lose some points if she doesn't make some changes.
Yes. Well, just out of curiosity, how is Granny doing?
Oh, she seems to be going full speed ahead.
Look at us go.
A piece of metal quilt.
We all are watching you.
Look at Granny so-so.
She sure can sew.
She's right on top of it.
We all are watching you.
Got out her fabric. She's going to town. Looks like she's leading in the very first round. Some great stuff she found. Good gosh almighty now.
Look at Granny sew.
Gary, you went out to Buzzard's Bottom and interviewed Taylor, didn't you?
I did. Let's hear that tape while we're waiting for her to catch up with Granny. I'm here with Taylor Twitt in her spacious quilting room designed to look like an enormous quilted NASCAR racer. Impressive space, Taylor.
Gary, if you want to win, everything's important. Look at my hardware. I don't have any fancy European equipment like some of my opponents use. The president of my fan club is a NASCAR mechanic, and he made my sewing machine out of a 1968 Dodge Charger. The long arm over there's got a turbocharger, competition shocks, glass pack muffler, and everything. I can push him all over the wall. Listen to that baby.
Ooh. Nice. Listen, how do you approach quilt design?
Design? Who needs it? Quilting's not about soft skills. It's all about the hardware. Design's something the computer handles. It's like my singing career. I just sing what they tell me to and wear short skirts.
Yes, I see. So, Taylor, how did you come to competitive quilting? Any stimulus from your own mother?
Gary, my mother was a hard woman, very competitive. We didn't get along all that well, and when she died in that skydiving accident, well, I decided to carry on in her memory.
Did she like quilts?
Oh, no, we never had a quilt in the trailer. We slept on the floor on a horse blanket. And now I'm the best competitive quilter in the country, and I know that wherever she is, Mama's proud of me, and that gives me strength.
Well, there's another driven woman, especially with that NASCAR connection.
Richard, it's truly inspiring to see the effect that competitive quilting has had on these women's lives.
It certainly is, Gary. And tell me, did we ever interview our third contestant, Granny Moses, was it?
No, we forgot all about that until just now. Hey, no biggie. Let's talk to the judges and find out how they're thinking. Alexandria?
Gary, from here, it looks like the 20-somethings are still behind. Chanel's fancy German sewing machine seems to have run out of grease.
Like the Eurozone economy.
And Taylor's design is as ragged as a Hank Williams Jr. song.
Granny Moses seems to be doing okay, though.
She's finished piecing and is doing her quilting, but look. She's doing it by hand. When's the last time you quilted something by hand, Georgia?
Not since I went on TV. But once those girls get on their long arms, you can believe that the old lady's lead will be gone.
Won't you look at Granny Quilt Quilt?
Look at her go.
She's gonna win the day.
And we believe it's true.
No matter how they so-so.
How fast they go.
Those girls won't catch her anyway.
Look at her go.
She said, ladies, ooh, don't matter what you say. All I want's first prize and make my day. And that ain't hay. Great gosh, you're mighty now.
Go, Granny, go.
This is the perfect time to remind you that the Extreme Quilting Games are brought to you by Fiddle and Joe Enterprises, the source for all of your quilting needs. Visit Fiddle and Joe's website at www.cow.pie.
Holy cow, Gary, did you see that? The whole quilting floor just went dark.
Whoa! Chanel and Taylor must have turned on their high-powered long-arm quilting machines at the same time they blew every fuse in the building. Well, there's not going to be any more quilting today, I can tell you that.
Wait, what's that? A tiny light.
It's Granny Moses. She lit a candle and kept right on quilting.
Does that mean Arabella Moses is going to be our winner?
It sure does, pretty boy. The other two are plain stitched out.
Well, that's certainly a twist. I don't think we've ever had anyone over the age of 28 win this contest. Gary is feeling his way down to the floor now. Are you there, Gary?
Yes, Richard, I'm here with Arabella Granny Moses, surprise winner of the $250,000 prize. Granny, how does it feel?
I'm a quilting fool, Gary. Those two little girls are pretty good at trash talk, and sure, they take a good picture. But all they turned out today was a couple of shams.
Well, you've got your cash prize. You have got that cash prize. And I suppose you'll be making some substantial gifts to your children now.
My children? You gotta be kidding. My children are the ones who stuck me in that damn nursing home. No way. They're getting a cent. I'm going to Disney World. Then I'm going over to the Gulf Coast to sit on the beach and drink drinks with little umbrellas in them and have me a ball. I say power to the geezers. There's life in this
this old granny yet. Gary, say you're pretty good looking, at least in the dark. How'd you like to spend a couple of weeks in Florida on me?
That's it from the quilting floor, Rich, where I've been talking to Granny Moses, winner of the 2012 Extreme Quilting Games. Say, could you tell the bosses that I'm going to be taking a couple of weeks off? Arabella wants to go to Florida, and I'm going to tamper with her.
Hop up on the back of my 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, you Randy Young scamp.
Oh, the floor, it was in shambles, but her quilt, it was a loan, and 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home.
I was seeing Granny home. I was seeing Granny home. And 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home.
We jumped on her motorcycle down to Florida to roam, and 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home.
I was seeing Granny home. I was seeing Granny home. And 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home.
She had all the prize money, enough to buy a garden gnome, and 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home.
I was seeing Granny home. I was seeing Granny home. And 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home.
On that Vincent I was riding, oh, that beautiful black chrome. And 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing.
I was seeing Granny home. I was seeing Granny home. And 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home. And 'twas from the extreme quilting contest I was seeing Granny home. I was seeing Granny.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Jenny and Billy.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to do a little hobo wishing song for you here called If I Ever Get $10.
If I ever get $10, gonna buy me a three-piece suit and gonna buy you a diamond ring. pizza landing, build a house with a picket fence with my own two hands. If I ever get $10, gonna quit this railway car and hang up my walking shoes and stay right where you are.
Song here. It's a new song.
Well, you've heard some sad stories today, like that poor sad catfish story was awfully sad. What happened to Sarah Bob? And you've heard some happy stories, like about how Gary and Granny found true love. We're real happy for them. But we figure, you know, it's always good to have a song that'll remind you that a sweet song is coming round, and that's just what this song says. I heard some trouble came your way, just blew on in the other day.
It shook you up, it knocked you flat, left you hurting quick as that. I'm no doctor,
I'm just a friend
who's had his share of old ditties.
I'm no preacher,
here's what I know.
You take it easy, take it slow. When tears of sorrow chase you down, leave you lying on lower ground.
Don't you listen,
don't you listen to that sound.
There's a sweet song coming round.
I'm no doctor,
I'm just a friend
who's had his share of old ditties.
I'm no preacher,
here's what I know.
You take it easy, take it slow.
When tales of sorrow chase you down, leave you lying on lower ground.
Don't you listen.
Don't you listen
to that sound.
There's a sweet song coming round.
Hello, friends. I'm Gary Sandy. You may know me from my glory days in television, but you probably didn't realize that I'm also a gourmet cook, a riverboat captain, a smoke diver, an astronaut, an accomplished art quilter, and that for the past several years, I have been the president of the Society for Seriously Handsome Television Actors. And I have a lot of irons in a lot of fires, and I need a cell phone that can stand up to the rigors of my daily life and help me maintain my image as one seriously cool dude. My choice? The Fiddle and Joe Enterprises rotary dial cell phone, of course. I wouldn't even think of anything else.
Oh, Gary, what a cool cell phone. Will you show me your apps?
Well, sure, baby. Let's just enter my room of virtual bliss. It's right over here.
Oh, Gary.
The Phil and Joe rotary dial cell phone. If it's good enough for Gary, you should be darned happy to have one.
Lost Causes, Ron Paul speaking.
Ron, this is Newt Gingrich.
Well, that's about it for our show this afternoon, folks. We'd like to thank our underwriters, Farm Bloomington, the Grant Street Inn, Ivy Tech Community College. We'd also like to thank Mike and Dana and the European Cooking School for keeping us fed today backstage. How about it for Jenny and Billy making the trek up from Nashville? Mr. Gary Sandy. Our band, the Firehouse Rounders. The Rounders are led by Mr. Richard Torster on fiddle and includes Jason Fickle and Jeff Foster on guitar. Ron Kadish on bass. And Tom Barish on drums. Our theme song, The Firehouse Blues, was composed by Mr. Jason Fickle. How about those gorgeous gospel girls? Kathy Norton, Ginger Curry, Sarah Flint, and Suzette Wheatley. And of course, special girls Jason and Jeff. Big shout out to our radio acting company, The Unusual Suspects, featuring today Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Brandy Roberts, Brian Roberts, and John Weikart. Extra special thanks to very unusual suspect, Diane Conrad. sound effects, our own award-winning Mr. Tony Brewer. Today's show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Directed by Richard Fish and Dan G. Mansell-Baggi. Written by Mr. Stuff-It-Up-A-Gus and all of his friends at Occupy Sesame Street. House sound was provided by Shane Young and radio sound Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our exemplary technical crew included Marion Connedy, Carolyn Vanderweel, Bill Doherty, and Ian Winningham. Caleb Winningham served as studio engineer for today's show. Join us here for the Fall Follies on September 9th. My name is D. James. Thanks for joining us for the summer edition of the Firehouse Follies on 91.3, 98.1, WFHB.